Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our buddy Logan Paulson, my co-host on Take Command. You can check Logan out on Take Command. 3 episodes a week right after games, then a breakdown of the film a couple of days after the contest on Tuesdays, and then today, every Thursday, a preview pod. So we just dropped a new pod of Take Command today, looking ahead to the Lions game after Logan watched the tape. Logan, when you watch the Lions, what do you see compared to the past?
Yeah, man, I think I see a team that's obviously very talented, but I think offensively there are some cracks in the armor, is probably putting it strongly, but I do think you see a team that's not quite as efficient. I think when you look at the interior of their offensive line specifically, they got 2 young guards who I think are going to be great football players, but they're kind of going through a maturation developmental process. They're banged up. And again, like when you take some of that efficiency that they had last year with like 2 experienced guards, like an all-pro center, take that out, kind of cycle these new pieces in, the rushing efficiency decreases a little bit. And again, like they still hit their explosive runs, just not at the same frequency they did last year. They've been in more 3rd and longs, more drop-back passing opportunities for Jared Goff. And I think all of that kind of combines for – you know, just a group that's not quite as efficient to my eye when I watch the tape offensively as they were last year.
Looking for Washington's offense, what does the tape tell you? It feels like, you know, for the short term right now, it's like a pitcher tipping pitches in baseball. It seems like the defenses have had the answer king.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the offense, obviously, like not having your horses out there, specifically at wideout, are going to make things really, really challenging in terms of creating separation. And I think, you know, obviously, like there are ways around not having like top flight talent at the receiver position. And like historically, Cliff has used tempo, used kind of 4x1 overloads to create some of those advantageous looks for guys who have been less talented. But again, like you said, it seems like defenses have kind of keyed in on that with the man-to-man coverage element a little bit. And so I do think that, you know, I think Cliff's a really smart dude, and I think he'll kind of maybe bring some more to the party as the season goes on in terms of like bringing new guys along. I think that's the other thing that's hard to kind of negotiate here in terms of what they can and can't do, is like they've got a lot of new pieces in the building. I mean, Treylon Burks is now on the 53-man roster, and he has been here for like, you know, 10 days or whatever it is, 14 days. So there's a lot of learning in the offense, a lot of development in the offense, a lot of people in new roles. And so like, I know people want to add diversity, but you're kind of bringing in new pieces at the same time. So I'm really curious to see what Cliff does. I think he's intellectually capable of doing it. I just wonder if the personnel and the newness of everything is kind of making some of that difficult.
How about Joe Witt, the embattled DC, who spoke to the media today, said, look, I got to be better. We got to be better. He's moving down to the sideline. I feel like this is a game where maybe he could dial up the heat. I'm not always a proponent of just saying blitz more. But Jahmyr Gibbs really struggles in pass pro. You mentioned that the issues on the interior of the line. One of the strengths for Washington defensively has kind of been up the middle, blitzing from the linebacking spot. Might this be a game where they could turn that heat up a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's a really great point, Grant, and something you brought up on the Take Command podcast, obviously, which is great. So, like, I think the thing about that is, everyone says we need to bring pressure. We need to kind of look at that Minnesota game plan as a roadmap. And I think Minnesota did a great job. I think the thing that concerns me is just like, what kind of coverage structures are you going to play behind it? You know, historically, Joe Wood Jr. has been a man coverage guy on the perimeter. But with Marshawn Lattimore out, and we're kind of moving some pieces around the secondary, how comfortable do we feel with those man coverages? Do we play some type of zone? Like, I think they did a great job against the LA Chargers, for example, bringing some of those internal pressures while playing zone coverages behind it. Tampa 2, 3 deep, 3 underneath, things like that. And so that's the question to me is, yes, I think you've identified the issue with this team. Pass protection by the running backs, pass protection versus stunts and movement on the interior of the offensive line. It's just now, how do we make sure that we insulate ourselves versus the explosive play and make sure that the guys in the back end are communicating that effectively? I think that's the big one too, because I think that's been maybe like the biggest bugaboo this season of just like mental mistakes in the secondary. So how do we kind of make sure that we are bringing pressure, insulating them in the back end, and making sure those guys on the perimeter and at the safety spots know the rules versus different formations and different alignments?
Look at run game wise. I understand, you know, kind of to your point about man coverage, right? Where it's like one-on-one, these guys feel comfortable and it feels like there's some box stacking and the like, but I've been frankly pretty surprised that there hasn't been more real estate from a run game that was so brilliant at times last year and even early this year. You know, whether it's, you know, the quarterback fakes and some of the read option looks and different things, they just haven't really been able to get some consistency on the ground. What are you seeing there?
Well, I think the first thing you said there with the man coverage is something that is like, it affects literally everything in the offense. Like, look at the stuff, like the teams like Pittsburgh, Philadelphia in the first matchup, teams that were really able to kind of punch them in the mouth defensively. There are teams that played man coverage or heavy match coverage, press, take away your RPO, take away your screens, take away your quick game, and basically say, like, try to beat us down the football field. And I think you're seeing more people adopt that because, you know, last year, that's what Pittsburgh does. Obviously, Philadelphia has that really dynamic secondary last year, one of the best defenses that I've covered and that I've observed in my time covering the NFL. But I think that now, because our personnel is somewhat diminished, they can be more aggressive. So again, you mentioned the RPO, you mentioned the zone read. It really is helpful playing man coverage in those situations, especially press man. And then people say, like, well, what about stacking the box? It also allows you to stack the box, right? Because now I can make sure that I have someone for the tight end, I have someone for the F, I have someone for the H, I have someone for the quarterback. There's extra players in the front who, again, you can mess with their eye discipline a little bit with some of the play action pass stuff. But in terms of like fits, downhill, people in the box, like, it makes it much more challenging to stop the run or to run the football, excuse me. So I think there are some things that they can do that are going to be challenging. And again, you got to kind of find the best runs, how to displace people, all those things, maybe using formation. That's something Cliff's always done a great job of. But I think the other thing that's important to note here when it comes to running the football, one of the reasons that they were so successful at running the football last year is they were able to get more attempts. They're playing with a lead. They're getting more first downs. They're getting more bites at the apple. And I think when you look at games where there's good game flow, you know, the LA Chargers, the New York Giants, the Las Vegas Raiders, and they're up and they're playing with like a lead for the most part, they get more touches, the backs get explosive runs. So I do think there's game flow issues here, there's schematic issues here. And so to me, like, the number one thing they need to do is just make sure you get first downs. Give us more opportunities to get the back touches and possess the football. And so hopefully that leads to points, and hopefully that leads to a fourth quarter where we can get those back as many touches as they need, kind of like Kansas City did versus Washington a couple weeks ago.
Logan, the story in The Athletic about you was great. Hopefully all of our listeners have read it. If you haven't, go check it out. Thanks for hopping aboard, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
Be good. There's Logan Paulson. Of course, if you like the film analysis, the scheme insight, the deep dive X's and O's, information he provides, Take Command, wherever you get your audio, is a 3-time-a-week podcast that he and I do. Although, don't listen to it between 2 and 6:30.
No, thank you.
Listen to this here radio program that helps your pals out just a little bit more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.